Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Sukkah Daf Zayin and the three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf does Abai bring several Tanaim who hold that a Sukkah needs to be a Diras Keva? That's on Daf Zayin. Good, number two, which daf do we have three different sources given for why a Sukkah above 20 Amas is Pasul? That's on Daf Beis. Good, number three, which daf did we learn that the 10 tefachim height is for the interior space of the sukkah, and we learned that from the sheltering wings of the kruvim? That's on daf Hey. Good, number four, which daf did we learn that it's halacha l'moshe misinai that if one objects to the majority of his hair covered in a substance such as tar, the substance is a chatzitza? That's on daf Vav. Good, number five, which of the one that the minimum requirement of 10 tefachim for a sukkah wall is learned from the Aron and Kapporas? That's on Daf Hey. Good, number six, which daf do the Malchus Beisham Beisil whether one can sit in a sukkah with the table inside the house? That's on Daf Gimel. Good, number seven, which of the one that a Dofen Akuma works in the case of an Itztava, even if the third wall was a puzzle wall? That's on Daf Dalad. Good, number eight, which of the one the good asik won't work in the case of a sukkah because it's a dira and requires walls that are noticeable? That's on Daf Dalad. Good, number nine, which of the one the rabbi says that one can carry on Shabbos in a sukkah that has two walls and a third wall? That's a tefach. That's on Daf Zayin. Good, number ten, which of the one that a house that is less than 4x4 amos is patur from mezuzah and ma'aka? That's on Daf Gimel. Good, number 11, which of the one that the kaporos was one tefach thick from the height of the miskeres, the border of the shulchan? That's on Daf Hey. Good, number 12, which daf do the Malchus Rabban Rabbi Yoshe whether the walls of the sukkah have to provide shade or not? That's on Daf Zayin. Good, number 13, which of the one the Rav says the lachas of shiurim are halacha Moshe Misinai, and then we learn the pasuk of Zayin meaning is in a smach de ba'alma? That's on Daf Vav. Good, number 14, which daf do we learn that a sukkah 10 tefachim high with hutzin dangling within it is a dira srucha? That's on Daf Dalad. Good, and number 15, which daf do we learn that Rav Yoshi has said in the name of Rav that the machlokas regarding a sukkah above 20 amas is only when the defanos do not reach the schach? That's on Daf Beis. Excellent. Now we go to the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we have in Malchus whether the women who weave the parochas will receive their wages from the Shiara Lishka or from the Bedeka Bias? That's on Daf Yudin Shkalim. Good. Number two, which daf do we have that eating three meals on Shabbos saves one from a misfortune? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches on Shabbos. Good. And number three, which of the one that one needs to make a new bracha for a shinui makum from bias to bias, but not from one makum to another in the same house? That's on Daf Kuf Alef Hamsachim. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.